Multiple state and federal agencies have combined to establish a unified command response to the West Virginia train derailment near Mount Carbon on the Kanawha River on Monday. Captain Lee Boone, federal on-scene coordinator, said the top priorities for response personnel remain the safety of the community and responders and mitigating the impact to the environment. 27 of 109 cars derailed and 19 were involved in fires. Response teams have removed the rail cars that were not involved in the derailment and removed derailed cars that did not catch on fire. Several small fires continue to burn at the site. When safe to do so, CSX will begin transferring oil from the damaged cars to other tanks for removal from the site. No rail cars entered the Kanawha River. Water service has been restored to all customers, but a boil advisory remains in effect. A community outreach center opened earlier this week to address community needs. The center is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Glass Inn Riverside Room at the Glen Ferris Inn on U.S. Route 60 in Glen Ferris. A joint information center has been established at the West Virginia Train Derailment Incident Command Post in Montgomery. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Beth Voorhees in Charleston.